Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, we start off the new year with snow and rain, but we're here. And I'd like to welcome you to our first program of the year 2024 here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and Mark Auerbach will also join us with his first Art Speed rundown of the new year in our program. So what's been going on? Well, Mercy Medical Center's Family Life Center is proud to be recognized by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts with a Blue Distinction Centers. Now, this is for maternity care designation as part of the Blue Distinction Specialty Care Program. Now, to earn this designation, each facility must deliver quality care safely and cost-effectively. The Blue Centers for Maternity Care Program plays a key role in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association's National Health Equity Strategy aimed at reducing racial health disparities across the care spectrum and improving patient outcomes for all Americans. Now, to align with the strategy, the Blue Distinction Centers for Maternity Care Program enhanced its quality and measurement standards to recognize higher quality facilities that have taken action to respond effectively to obstetric emergencies, reduce racial disparities, and improve maternal health outcomes. Over at Yankee Candle, the parent company is planning to close its distribution facility in South Deerfield by the end of the year. And they plan to relocate operations to another company distribution center as part of their supply chain consolidation and optimization efforts. Last year, parent company Newell announced the closure of the Yankee Candle corporate offices in South Deerfield, which were located adjacent to the distribution facility on Yankee Candle Way. Big Y Foods Incorporated has announced changes of top management at the company. The company's board of directors has named Charles L. DeMore as executive chairman of the board. He is the son of co-founder Gerald DeMore and has served as president in 2006 and CEO in 2019. Michael DeMore will take over as president and CEO, and he has been named COO in 2019. Taking over as executive vice president and CEO will be Richard D. Bossy. Bossy began his career at Big Y in 1986, working multiple jobs within the company. A Wisconsin company is recalling its turkey kielbasa after reports that bone fragments were found in the sausages. Ay, ay, ay. So far, one person reported a minor oral injury from eating the sausage. The affected ready-to-eat sausages were produced October 27 and October 30, and they're in 13-ounce plastic vacuum-sealed packages labeled Parkview Turkey Polska Kielbasa with P-32009 and used by dates of April 24 and April 27, 2024, printed on the packages. The products were shipped to retailers nationwide, and people who have purchased the products, you know the drill, you're urged, don't eat them, instead throw them away or return them to where you bought them. Please welcome Officer Cam Otteson as the newest police officer in East Longmeadow. Officer Otteson graduated the full-time Municipal Police Academy in September and comes into the job with experiences from Stick Police. Officer Otteson is currently in his field training phase and will be assigned to second shift. He enjoys hunting and golfing and is eager to begin working on his own. So, congratulations to Officer Cam Otteson, and welcome to the East Longmeadow Force. Six Bricks Springfield and Green Meadows, the Shubrick family, and the Patton family have been collaborating in the field of cannabis retail and health. And that business coalition has helped both to find common interest in helping and serving veterans with health challenges that too often confront our military, both physically and mentally. Now, on Wednesday, January 17 at 11 a.m., the Shubrick and Patton families will announce a financial commitment to the Patton Alliance for Veterans. Robert Bob H. Patton, grandson of the late General George S. Patton and son of General George S. Patton, Jr., will be at the announcement in person. Springfield Police Officer Greg Bigda has been denied recertification. Bigda is currently marked by the Post Commission as not certified. Now, what that means is he has not met the requirements needed to become recertified. And as a result, well, he's no longer being paid by the city. Bigda testified before the Post Commission back in October. Under the state's police reform law, all police officers must be certified in the state. Bigda is not certified due to a number of incidents over the years. Bigda was previously accused of assaulting and threatening two juvenile suspects in 2016 after the teenagers allegedly stole an unmarked police cruiser and led them on a chase from Springfield to Palmer. Bigda was acquitted on federal charges tied to the case, but the Post Commission believes it is relevant to Bigda's future as a police officer. Bigda has been on paid leave for the past 5 years, and in June he sued the city of Springfield, saying they took unfair steps to force him to resign. Springfield has countersued. Back in October 2023, Bigda was also arrested for an OUI in the town of Palmer. And now, with his first report of the new year, here is ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Goodspeed presents its Festival of New Musicals this weekend, January 12th through 14th. Three new shows are workshopped, and there are lectures, seminars, and discussions around them. This year's productions are Photosynthesis, Letters to the President, and The Snow Goose. And Here You Come Again, the musical inspired by Dolly Parton's music, was a big hit at Goodspeed's Terrace Theater last summer. Now the musical is moving to Leeds in England for performances July 4th through August 3rd. For details, goodspeed.org. The Importance of Being Earnest, Sir Oscar Wilde's Victorian masterpiece about marriage, morality, and mistaken identity, opens the new year at West Springfield's Majestic Theater through February 11th. Rand Forster directs, and the cast features Micah Plunkett and Rylan Morsback. For details, majestictheater.com. NIFA Victory Theater, in co-production with the Ensemble of the Romantic Century in New York and the Emily Dickinson Museum in Amherst, present Because I Could Not Stop, an encounter with Emily Dickinson by James Nevo with the music of Amy Beach, performed by the NIFA Victory Players, January 12th. Tian Hui Ng is music director, and the production stars actress Angelica Page and soprano Christina Bachrach. This is at Hoyok Media, and for details, nifafestival.org. Simona's Search has its world premiere at Hartford Stage, January 18th through February 11th. Playwright Martine Zimmerman, best known for his Netflix series Ozark, and director Millian Bensusan, had intended to premiere the work during Bensusan's first season in Hartford, but the in-production drama was shut down by the pandemic. Finally, this gripping story about a daughter who searches for her father's past is revealed in Hartford. The three-person cast includes Christopher Bano as Jake in other roles, Alejandra Escalante as Simona, and Al Rodrigo as Poppy. Escalante previously played Simona in the virtual reading of the play as part of the 2021 American Voices New Play Festival. For details, hartfordstage.org. Vicki Phillips, longtime Springfield resident, actress, and singer in numerous Western Massachusetts community theater productions, as well as being an award-winning singer on the New York City cabaret scene, passed away last month. R.I.P. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. What about revenge porn legislation? Well, you may recall this was one of former Governor Baker's priorities. However, a bill never made its way to his desk. Now, Governor Healey may be able to sign off on the legislation this session. The bill was approved, 151 to zip, on Wednesday by state reps. There is currently a loophole in Massachusetts law that makes prosecuting revenge porn cases nearly impossible. Under this bill, however, distributing nude photos of another person would be considered criminal harassment, which could lead to prison time or a fine of $10,000. Coercive control was added to the definition of abuse in state law under this bill as well, and that's when a family or household member uses non-physical forms of abuse. Well, this will get us off and running, and we'll go from here. We plan to talk to many interesting people through the course of the year 2024 here on Pioneer Valley Radio, and I hope that you will continue to support and listen to our programs and pass the word along to those you know that there is a program to listen to in the Pioneer Valley in Western Mass that focuses entirely on news of Western Mass that affects you. So thanks again. I'm Brad Shepherd. Be well, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2024.
All rights reserved.